Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. If a borough like Manhattan doesn't have a lot of Christian influence, there still may be some religious influence of one form or another. What's happening there maybe in terms of spirituality and interest in spiritual things?
New York City, probably like most every major city, has every kind of religious influence in it. Certainly secular humanism is a very strong one that exists in the city, but you could name almost any world religion and they would find expression in a city like New York, which has a population of around 8 million. So it is here in Manhattan and it's in the boroughs. And so when I say that as the gospel of Jesus, we need to speak the truth, we do need to speak the truth because there are many voices in our culture that speak different kind of expressions of religion. And we have to find our voice. And because we believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, we declare it with truth, but we declare it in an understanding. There's every religious expression finds itself in the city.
Well, you talk about,
I would say probably the greatest is humanism.
Hmm. You talk about finding a voice. Is it a matter of just getting access? I mean, Christians have something to say, but no one's interested in hearing, perhaps, or that they have to, I mean, think in terms of maybe the gatekeepers, if it's media or arts or, government or some things that where there may not be an opportunity to actually speak. What about access and maybe some of these other areas of having some influence there?
I think it's a significant question, and that's why we need followers of Jesus in every sector of society. Rodney Stark wrote about the rise of Christianity ever since it began, and he said when it grew the most, and I don't think he wrote this as a follower of Christ, when it grew the most was when the body of Christ, wherever it found itself, served sacrificially. And people were so impacted that they joined the movement. Tim Keller, who pastors here in New York City, says, you know, it used to be 20 years ago, a city saw the church as irrelevant. Now they see the church as dangerous almost because it speaks such a unique truth. And he says the antidote to that is visible signs of justice and mercy. When the church leads with justice and mercy in a city, it gains a voice, not by speaking, but by acting. That doesn't mean we shouldn't speak, but that really is the voice that is heard very significantly in our culture.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.